The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Your Red Cross button is a badge of honor. Wear it proudly for humanity and defense. Join the Red Cross today. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with songs by Martha Tilton and the King's Men, and music by Billy Mills. The show opens with Be Young Again. Stop to think how various kinds of business are closely related to each other. In our system of free competition, there isn't any such thing as isolation. A new basic material or process is discovered, perhaps in a remote laboratory. If it's really worthwhile, it may cause far-reaching changes in the products of many industries. When the metal chromium was made available commercially, it certainly found a great many uses, all the way from dolling up your automobile to making handsome modern furniture. And to protect the beauty of these sleek surfaces, the makers of Johnson's Wax developed special wax dressings that are widely used by the manufacturers of chromium equipment. If you have chromium pieces in your home or office, you can protect them against wear and harmful fingerprints with genuine Johnson's Wax. You can keep the chromium on your car brilliant, either with Johnson's Car New or with Johnson's Auto Wax. It really is surprising when you begin to investigate the great number of uses for Johnson's Wax polishes besides those familiar to you in your own home. But play safe. When you order polishes, be sure they carry the name Johnson, your assurance of complete satisfaction. Excitement prevails in Wistful Vista today. Look Who's Laughing, the picture that our friends made with Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, is having its world premiere at the Bijou Theater tonight, and everybody is in a dither. And here at the airport, where they are waiting for the arrival of Bergen's plane, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
My, this is an interesting place, McGee. You know, we ought to come out here oftener.
I think so, too. More planes and... Oh, boy. Did you see that one, Molly?
Yeah.
That's one of them new military planes. One of the HICTIGs.
The what?
Yeah.
HICTIG.
Yeah. Here it comes and there it goes. I'm thinking about buying a plane myself. Imagine me getting a sudden call to Washington, packing my bag, dashing out here to the airport, and leaping into my plane.
Out the other side and down to the railroad station. With me on your heels. No, dearie, you stay down here where the terra is firma.
Yeah, but Bergen says...
Mr. Bergen isn't married.
Yeah, maybe he ain't now, but wait till Mrs. Uppington goes to work on him. There's a grass widow that's out to make hay. Believe me.
Hello there, kids. You're just the kids I wanted to see, kids.
What can we do for you, Mr. Oldtimer?
Give me a couple of tickets to the premiere tonight. How's about it?
Gee, I'm sorry, Oldtimer, but we had such a demand for them that I...
No, come on, Johnny. I'll be in there whistling and stomping every time you come on the screen.
Well, how loud can you whistle?
Listen, daughter. Well, I can stomp and holler, can't I?
Well, I'll see if I can find you a couple later on, Oldtimer. Just now, we're waiting for Bergen and McCarthy.
Oh, they flying in?
No, they're coming by rowboat. We came out here to throw them a rope.
That's pretty good, daughter, you sassy little minx. But that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says to t'other feller, say, says, I see where feller was so... Is that so, says t'other feller? What makes you think that the other was on... Well, says the first feller, if they ever get out there...